Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Samach Vav, 9 lines on the bottom of Daf Samach Heimabez, and the Gemara was discussing the din of an Eid Echad, and now Abai will continue and bring us 3 different dinim, Benegeya and Eid Echad, 1 Benegeya Achilas Kalev, 1 Benegeya Tumah, and 1 Benegeya a behemoth that was Nivro. So Abai states, Omele Eid Echad, Achalto Kalev, if there's an Eid Echad that comes and tells Reuven that you should know, that I know that you ate Kalev Beshegeg, Valla Shaysek, and Reuven keeps quiet, Neman, the din is that the Eid is Neman, and therefore, Reuven will be able to bring a carbon, even though he doesn't necessarily know that he actually ate Chalev. And Rashi states, Neman ha'ed, that the eid is Neman, the kosha carbon, and the carbon is kosha. The ain kam mashum oichoidel of chatosai, lemaisa the pasuk, benegeya a carbon chatos, states they have to know your chait when you bring a carbon, veloisha yadu acherim, and we dash in that this has to be based on your knowledge, and it can't be based on other people telling you that you chayev a chatos, vahokidashin la mishmaitz kamaisa the isharaba, veloisha yadu acherim, vahum. And therefore, Rashi says that when we dash in this pasuk, it is only talking about a scenario where an Eid Echad tells Reuven that I know that he ate chalev b'shegeg. Reuven responds that I'm certain that I did not eat chalev, and therefore I'm not chayev a carbon. In that case, the Torah tells us v'lo yishyidu acherim, and Reuven cannot bring a carbon. But over here, even though it's true that Reuven is uncertain, but l'maisa Reuven was not machish to Eid Echad, and therefore Reuven would be chayev a carbon. And if he brings the carbon, it would not be considered chulin bazara. And Rashi seems to learn our Gemara like the other Rishayim do, when Abaya states Neman, that it's referring to the aid, and the aid is actually Neman, since Reuven was not Machish the aid. However, Ayin Tesis, they say it's Pirish the Shtikai Da'adami, that the reason why this aid is Neman is not necessarily that we actually believe in aid, but it's because Reuven was quiet, and we say that Shtikai Da'ahavi Noidalai Me'atzmai, and it's considered as if Reuven stated that I know for certain that I ate Chalev, and that's why he brings the carbon. However, Zuk Tesis, Avil Amaloi in Yudea, Ain Neman Chayev a carbon, but Ain Chanami. If Reuven is not machish to eid echad, but instead he says I don't know, and the din would be that he would not be chayav a carbon. The chesiv I hoid love v'leishay du achirim. Clearly, Taisus doesn't learn the sugya like Rashi. Ayin in Taisus, and Taisus continues v'davka echad, that it's only if you have one aid avo shnayim. Certainly, if there were 2 aidim that said that Reuven ate chalev, then even if Reuven was machish nemanim who may be carbon al yadam, and then Reuven would have to bring a carbon. Kedar mahasam, as we learned in Maseches Krisis, and review shnayim l'day misachamura loy v'del the carbon akal. Certainly, Reuven is chayiv to bring a carbon. And then Tais points out that in our sugya, when we stated that v'alo shoysek, the Reuven was quiet, the omaloya eid achat chalev v'hoilu chaleidav v'hu shoysek, that the case is that the eid actually said that I know that you ate chalev, and you should have known that you ate chalev as well. And then when Reuven is quiet, so then we say the concept of shtika kaida. The Gemara continues that Abaye brings a raya to the shita, because with Tanatuna, we also learn similarly in a Mishnah Maseches Krisis that the Mishnah states, omaloya eid echad achat chalev, if an eid echad tells Reuven that I know that ate chalev b'shegeg, and then Reuven is machish to eid echad, and he says that I did not eat chalev potter. In that case, Reuven will be potter and will not be able to bring the carbon. And by his medayik from the Mishnah, time in the amaloi, that is only because Reuven was machish to eid echad, and that is why he doesn't bring the carbon. Ha'ishtik mehemin, but if Reuven kept quiet, then the eid echad is neman, and Reuven would have to bring a carbon. Now, according to Rashi, the Gemara makes a lot of sense that we said that the only time that Reuven is potter is when he's machish to eid echad. If Reuven would say in the idea that I'm not certain if I ate chalev or not, then he would be chayev. However, l'chayra, according to Taisus, is not only in a case where Reuven is machish to eid echad, but even if he said in the idea, he would be potter min hakarbon. And therefore, Taisus Dima Masel of Tana Tuna states, that why is it that in the Mishnah Maseches Krisis we said that Reuven said that I did not eat, and he was machish to eid echad, who had in ama in the idea the potter, that in the chanami, if Reuven would say, I am not certain, then he would also be potter from a carbon, based on the pasuk of a hoidel of chatasai. And Taisus states, and why is it that the Mishnah Maseches Krisis discussed a case where Reuven was machish to eid echad? Mishnah the Boil Mister Sefer Gabi Shneim Imer Mechat Chelav Hu Imer Loyachati Uvahak Ikur Avus Rameya Da Filo Am Loyachati Mechayev Rameya. That of course it's a greater chiddush in the Sefer that in a case where there are 2 edim and Reuven says that I certainly did not eat chelav, that even so Reuven will be chayev to bring a carbon. And the Gemara continues with another member of Abaya, which will be almost exactly like the first member of the Om Abaya. And Abaya stated, if an Eid Echad tells Reuven that your Tyrus became Tamei, and Reuven keeps quiet, Neman, the Eid Echad is Neman, v'tanatuna, and once again, Abaya brings a raya from a Mishnah Maseches Tyrus that states, if an Eid Echad states that your Tyrus became Tamei, and Reuven is Machish to Eid Echad, and he says that they did not become Tamei, then as Samagurus, then Tar, then these Tyrus Tyrus will be considered Torah. However, the Mi'ur is Gurus in this Mishnah, Irechot Amen Nitmeis, that an Irechot said that Reuven became Tomei, and then he went into the base of Mikdash, and therefore he's Chayav a Korban, and then Reuven was Makhish to Irechot, and he said, I never became Tomei, then Potter, you'll be Potter from a Korban. And once again, Abai is Medai for the Mishnah, Taim Adam Aloy, the reason why he's going to be Potter from this Korban is because Reuven actually was Makhish to Irechot, and he said, I did not become Tomei, Ha'ishtik Mehemin, but if Reuven was quiet, then we would believe the Irechot, and therefore Reuven would be Chayav a Korban. And the Gemara continues with the third case, V'ama Abaya, Amalei Irechot, if an Irechot says to Reuven, Sharchor Nirva, that your Shor became a Nirva. We continue on Dafsam Vavim Dalv, and Rashi states, Sharchor Nirva Va'asla Krava, and therefore it's also to bring as a Korban in the base of Midosh, Aval Seikle Trebinon, but in order to give the Shor Skila, that you need two Edim, Da'amamar, because we learned in Mesech Babakama, Kemisa Balim, Kach Misa Shor, and the Gemara continues, V'alos Shoisik, and then Reuven is quiet, Neman, once again, Abaya states that the Irechot is Neman, and therefore Reuven would not be able to bring this shard to the base of Middash as a carbon. And once again, Abaya continues with Tana Tuna, and I'll bring a riot to the seaside from Mishnah Masechtos Bukhairis. And the Mishnah over there is discussing Psulik Carbon Bizvachim Bukhairis. And the Mishnah mentions amongst the Psulam Middashin, if Vishnevda Be'aveir Vishahemis Alpiyad Echot or Alpiyad Bailum Namon, if an Eid Echot or the person himself says that my animal was a Nirva or that this animal killed a person, it would be also to bring this animal onto the Mizbech as a carbon. And Abaya continues, when the Mishnah mentions that it was only al piyed echad, what are we referring to? If the bailum were actually moido, then exactly the same case as al piyed bailum. And allow the shosik, it must be that the bailum were quiet. And even so, we say that the echad would be neman, and therefore would become asa. And once again, we see the nemanis of an echad. And the Gemara continues v'tzricha, and we need all three cases of abaya. We need a case by an echad, by chaylev, by nitma, and by nirva. And the Gemara explains iashmin and hakamaisa. If we only say the first case, when an Eid Echot says to Reuven that you ate Chelev B'Shoigig and therefore you have carbon, he allowed to accumulate B'Nafshei Da'Ovad, that if it was not true that Reuven understood that he actually ate Chelev, Chulun Ba'Zara Lo Evin Maisi, then certainly he wouldn't want to bring Chulun Ta'Zara, and therefore maybe over there we say that the Eid Echot has an Amonis, and that's why he was Shosak. And of course, this is Mashma a lot like Taisis, that it's based on Shtik Kaida. And actually, Rashi in Asugir states, V'tzrich Lashmina B'Kulu the Shtikasa Hidahi, and therefore it's Mashma that Rashi also holds like Taisis as well, and not like the other Rishonim, at least from this Rashi itself. And the Gemara continues, but in the second case of Abaya, the Eid Echot told Reuven that your Tyrus became Tomei, maybe we would say, maybe the reason why Reuven was quiet is because he said, I don't want to fight about this, because even if the Eid Echot is correct, then it's no big deal to be machba myself, because I'll be able to eat these Tyrus while I'm Tomei. And even though this person potentially was someone that was machba, not to even eat chulin that was Tomei during the days that he was tar, well, the Maisa, there were always times when people were tummy in those days, and this way he always knew he'll be able to eat his peiros in any case, and therefore he felt he'll be quiet and he won't have to fight and he won't have to be makash to say echad. Rashi states, v'leich b'slei v'lav doyi umutarim l'tarim, and therefore maybe they will be mutter to someone that was tar. So kamash b'lon abaya. In that case, also once he was shosak, then we do believe the echad and we consider these tyres to be tummy. And the Gemara continues, v'yashmin ha mishum the kamash be made tarasai, and if abaya would state his din, b'negeya tumah, so maybe over there we would say, since there is some sort of a loss to Reuven, so Reuven should have been makash the Eid Echad, and by the fact that he wasn't makashim, therefore we will believe the Eid Echad. However, in the third case of Abaya, by the shor that was Nirva, Havel Shor Nirva, Meima Oma, Kol Shvarim, Lav L'Gavim is Be'ach Kaimi, that maybe the reason why Reuven was not makash the Eid Echad, because he said, I don't care if the Eid Echad will say that my shor was Nirva, as even though I won't be able to bring it on in Be'ach, but the mice I'll be able to use it for whatever else I want, and therefore there's no major loss to me, because not every shor is a shor that's going to go on a mizbeach, and therefore tzricha, that's why Abaye had to teach us that in all three dinim, the same din applies, and if an Eid Echot testifies and the person is shosak, then we do believe the Eid Echot. And the Gemara continues, we have the following shayla, ishtu zinsa beid echot b'shoisik ma'u, what would be if an Eid Echot comes and tells Reuven that I know that your wife was mizana, and Reuven is quiet, would Reuven be asked his wife or not? And Amma Abaye, so Abaye states neman, or as some agrees, he, that's the same din that we mentioned before, that the Eid Echot is Neman, since Reuven is quiet. And Rava Amar, Rava argues in Abaya, and he says, Ein Neman, and in this case, the Eid Echot would not be Neman, because Havi Dovish Heva Ero, over here it's a Dovish Heva Ero, because he's trying to Asa this woman on her husband, Vein Dovish Heva Ero, Pachs Mishnaim, and in order to Asa her, we require to aid him. And Ayin Tezi Dun Maschel Amar Abaya, Hihi, where Tezi is, Tema, Va'amir Amar Kaddish Be'id Echot, in Chesh L'Kedushav, we said before, and from Rav and Shmuel, that if an Eid Echot testifies that Reuven married Rachel, and Reuven and Rachel are both moider to the Eid Echad, that was still not Chayshal Kedushin, the Eid Davish Be'er, Pachas Mishnayim, and Taisa says, V'yishloim, the Hasim Efshah, Kimil Kitchen Bifnei Eidim, Hamayis Matana, over there, since the Kedushin did not happen in front of Eidim, so we say the money was Matana, Aval Hocha, Bia Yisaris, Bein Be'edim, Bein Shloim Be'edim, there's a Mitzias that if a woman's Mizana, then the asks her, and it doesn't make a difference if there were Eidim there that saw or not, V'yinan Tzrichim, El Shiyed, Habala Emes, and the only requirement in order to ask a woman on her husband is that the husband knows that it actually is Asatar. Over here, since it was an Eid Echad and Reuven was Shosak, and as Taisa said before, that there's a concept of Shtika Kaida, therefore it's as if Reuven said that I know that she was Mizana, and therefore he'll become Asatar. Taisa then points out that L'maisa Mesechta Saitet Mashma, that the only time that a woman is Asa on her husband is only once it was Kinan Stira, Mashma to be in an Eidim, and Taisa says, V'yishleima the Hasim Mayer be in a Shosak. Over there, talking about a case where Reuven is actually Machish to Eidim, but certainly if he was Shaisik, then we would have a concept of Shtik Hayda, and therefore Reuven will be Asa to Rachel. And then Taisa continues in Diva Maschel Rava Amma, the Lachira, since I hold that the concept of Shtika is based on Shtik Hayda, therefore in Taimak, even the Shaisik is Shtik Hayda Damya, Lama Leita Asa Lov, why would it be that Rachel will not be Asa to Reuven? Lachira, Shavi and Afshe Chatikh Yisura, and Reuven should be Asa to Rachel. Vishloim, the Kasav Rava, the Rava actually argues on Abaya, and he holds the time of the Shaisik Mehemin, that the reason why generally we say that if someone is Shaisik, that the Eid Echad would be Nemon, is La Mishum the Shtikoida Damya, El Mishum the Iker Glaimundaba, Mehemile, that since this is a Glaimundaba, therefore we actually believe the Eid Echad, the Kivin Shein Issim, and Kayach Eidos Habal, El Mikayach Eidos Eid, La Mehemile, in our case, since the actual Issa is going to be Mikayach Eid and not Mikayach Habal, because we don't have the concept of Shtikoida according to Rava, so certainly we don't believe the Eid Echad in Nemon, Bidava Shabarva. And the Gemara continues, Oma Baya states, what is my raya that I'm correct that if an Eid Echad says Ishtu Zinsa and Vishoisik and Reuven is quiet, that Reuven will be also to his wife Rachel? That who Samya, the Havim Misada Misnaisa Kamei de Mashmuel? There was a blind person that he was the person that used to say the Mishnais in front of Shmuel, Yoy Mechad Nogale Bleav Kasi, and it was one day that this blind person was delayed in coming to the Beis Medrash and he didn't come. So Shadda Shlicha Basrei, so Shmuel sent a Shliach to go and get him. At the time that the Shliach was going to get this person, and he was traveling on one road, this person was traveling on a different road, and they didn't see each other. And then when the Shliach came back, so he told this blind person, you should know, when I got there, I saw that your wife was being Mizana, so also come into my Shmuel. So they went in front of Shmuel to ask him a Shaila, and Shmuel said to them, if you believe this Eid Echad, and he's trusted by you regarding all other dinim, then you have to believe the Eid Echad, and therefore, you would have to go and give her a get, and you can't live with her. And if you don't believe the Eid Echad, then you would not have to give her a get, and you're allowed to continue living with her. More continues, my lav, what Shmuel meant to say to this blind person is if you trust this Eid Echad, you don't consider him a gazlan, so then he's considered a valid Eid Echad, and therefore you would have to trust him, and you wouldn't be able to live with your wife. And therefore, Abaye wants to prove from this story that if Eid Echad comes and tells Reuven that your wife was Mizana, and Reuven is quiet, then the din would be that we believe the Eid Echad, and Reuven would be us as his wife. And certainly from this Gemara, it's definitely mashma that Reuven did not know the facts, and he was not shosak because of shtikoida, and even so, the Eid Echad would be Nemon. And once again, from this Gemara, it's not mashma like the din of Taisis, that the concept that an Eid Echad is Nemon when Reuven is shosak is based on the concept of shtikoida. The Gemara continues, Rava, and Rava will respond to Abaye that you can't bring raya from the case of Shmuel, because im hemelach can betray zil afka be loy le tafka. What Shmuel was saying to this blind person is if you trust this person and you consider him as if he would be as trustworthy to you as to Eidim, then you would have to go and be Megarisha, and you can't live with her. However, if you don't trust him like to Eidim, then you can remain with her, because Lamaisa, he's only an Eid Echad. And the Gemara continues, Abaye will continue and try to bring another Raya to his idea that if an Echad tells Reuven that your wife was Mizana and Reuven is Shosak, that the Eid Echad would have them manis, and Reuven would no longer be able to live with his wife Rachel. And the Gemara will now bring a very long story, and at the end of the story, we will see the Raya. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Maisa Biana and Melech, there was a story with Yana and Melech, who, as Rashi says, was a king from Beis Chashmonai, and he was a Kayin. They went to a place in the Midbar called Kaychalos, the Kivisham Shishim Krochim, and he captured 60 large cities. And when he was returning from this war, he was very excited and very happy. The Karl called Chachmi Yisrael, and he called all the Chachmi Yisrael, and Amalam, and he said to them, that our forefathers were very poor at the time that they built the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they only had vegetables that were pickled, that they were able to eat. And we should also only eat pickled items as a zecha to our forefathers. They brought pickled vegetables onto a table of gold, and they all ate, and they made a suda. And Rashi points out, we should also eat these pickled items in order to be a remembrance of the poverty of our forefathers, and we should therefore thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us Hatzlacha and he made us wealthy. And it's interesting that even though they ate meluchim, which was a sign of poverty, they ate it on Shulchan Shazav. And it was one person over there, Ish Leitz, Lev Ra Ublial, and he was a Leitz, and he had a bad heart. The Lashon Blial is like Lashon of Bli oil without a yolk. And his name was Elazar ben Peira. And this Elazar said to Yana Melech, Libum Shel Prushim Lecha, that you should know the Talmid Chachamim are not with you, and they really would rebel against you. So Yana Melech said to him, so what should I do, and how do I put this? And he said, Hakim Lem B'tzitz Shebein Necha, you should now wear a tzitz between your eyes, and you should act as the Kohen Gadol, and you will see what the Talmid Chachamim's reaction is. So Hakim Lem B'tzitz Shebein Anyav, so he wore a tzitz, V'hayisham Zaken Echad, and there was one Zaken from Talmid Chachamim, V'hud ben Gedidya Shmai, and his name was Yehuda ben Gedidya. But Yom Yehuda ben Gedidya liyanei Melech, and Yehuda said to Yanai, Yanei Melech, Rav l'cho kesem malachos, and it should be enough for you that you have the kesem malachos, hanach kesem kuna l'zari shel Aaron, and you should leave the kesem kuna to the children of Aaron. And even though we said before that Yanei Melech was bimbeis chashimnoi, and he was actually a kohen, the Gemara explains that the reason why the Talmud Chacham said this, shoyo imim, because people were saying about Yanei Melech that imay nishbeis b'maydim, that his mother was captured in maydim, since his mother was nishbeis, therefore she became pasul kuna, and then Yanei's father, who was a kohen, married her, and therefore Yanei was a cholol, and really he's pasul kuna. And the Gemara tells us that even though this was the rumor, but the Yivukash HaDavar, they investigated this idea, and they did not find that he actually was a cholol, but Yibadu Chachmi Yisrael Bezom, and through Yanei's anger, he separated and he removed all the Chachmi Yisrael from in front of him. And the Brisa continues, by Yom Elazar ben Peril, Yanei HaMelech, at this point, Elazar continued speaking to Yanei, and he said, Yanei HaMelech, Hedi Shev Yisrael, Kach Dugninai, that if there's a Hedi Yisrael, then he could be meichel on his kavod, and he doesn't have to get so angry at the chachamim. But at the melech v'kohen gadol, kachu dincha, you're the melech and you're the kohen gadol, and you can do the same as a hedid, and you're not going to get angry. Certainly, you should be angry at them, and you certainly should take the wrath out on the chachmi sol. Umaesa, so Yanei HaMelech asked him, so what should I do? And Elazar responded, if you will listen to my etza, you should actually kill them. And Yanei said, so what will be about the Torah? L'maisa that chachamim, and they're teaching us Torah. And he answered, Harei kuchu Nechas b'karen zavis kol reis lumoid yavir vilmoid that l'maisa there's Torah shebiksav, and at any point that someone wants to go and learn Torah shebiksav, they'll be able to learn it as it's written, and therefore it won't be a big deal if you kill all the Chachmi Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak miyad nizukur by apikorsis, that at that time Yanei HaMelech became a min and he became apikorsis, and the lashon of apikorsis is generally someone that's mevazet talmid chachamim to have a little meimah, because at that point Yanei HaMelech should have responded to Elazar tein of Torah shebiksav, your response is a valid response when the gear Torah shebiksav, but Torah shebal peh, mai, what will happen to Torah shebal peh? And l'maisa miyad immediately v'teitzara al yedei Elazar ben Peria, because of Elazar's etza, so the terrible thing happened, and there was a terrible decree against the Chachmei Yisrael. And Rashi says the lashon v'teitz is lashon v'yotzitzitz v'yigmol shkedim that sprouted all l'shnachrina ba'ora. It's a lashon of consuming, and this terrible gzira consumed all Talmid Chachamim and Klai Yisrael, and v'yahargu kol Chachmei Yisrael, and all the Chachmei Yisrael were killed. And since there was a terrible loss of Torah, v'ilum mishdeimim at sheboshim menshetach v'hichsas atayr liyishna, until Shimon ben Shetach came and returned the Torah to its original stature. And Rashi states that how was Shimon ben Shetach saved and he wasn't killed if he was a Talmid Chacham? Zok Rashi, achi ishtoi hayav v'chbiyai, that he was the brother of Yanei's wife, he was Yanei HaMelech's brother-in-law, and Shimon ben Shetach's sister saved Shimon ben Shetach, and he was hiding out until it was safe to come out, as we learn in the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra. And after Abaye brought this Braisa and this long story, so now the Gemara continues with its Raya. And the Braisa stated that there was a rumor that Yanei HaMelech was a cholol, and therefore the Chachmi Yisrael said that he should not be the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara asked, Hechi Dami, what are we referring to, and what was the scenario? If the scenario was, there were two Edom that said that Yanei HaMelech's mother was captured, and then there were two Edom that came and was machish to two Edom, and they said that she really wasn't captured, that's why the Gemara ended off, Vayivukash Hadav V'lei Nimtza, that they figured out at the end result that he wasn't a cholol. But the Gemara asked, My Chazas, the Samchas Ahani, Smoich Ahani, the Lamais, at this point we would have two Edom on one side, two Edom on the other side, and we have Trey Keneged Trey. As Rashi states, that although generally we would say that Uki Issa Chaskasa, and therefore we should say that Yane's mother has a cheses kashrus, and therefore Yane should be kosher. Rashi explains Hanimili he kamon b'chisabola bezlatira. That is only if Yane's mother was coming to Esther Shaila and want to know if she's mutter, then we would say that she has a cheses kashrus. However, Rashi continues over here. We're talking about Yane Melech, that he is the one that's being judged, and ain loy chazaka de kashrus, and certainly Yane doesn't have a cheses kashrus. Sure, he may eat an achilas ledasim b'psol because the original testimony was about Yane, and at the moment that he was born, was saying that he did not have a chazaka and that he was pasul, and therefore the din would have been that he's pasul. And how can we say that it turns out that he was kosher ela be'ed echad, and it must be that it was only an eid echad that said that Yane's mother was nishbeis and b'taima de kamachishle betray halav hachimemen, and the only reason why we said that the eid echad was neman was because there were two eidim that eventually came and were machish to the eid echad, and they said that Yane Melech's mother was not captured, and that's why Yane was kosher. But in the chenami, if the two eidim wouldn't have come, we would have believed the eid echad. Therefore, zokta baya, there's raya from this brisa to my shita. And the Gemara continues, Rava, what will Rava do with this brisa? And the chayyot to raya tabaya. And the Gemara answers, lo ilon treyot trey. Rava will state that really the brisa is talking about where the two eidim that said Yane and Melech was nishbeis, and two eidim said that she was not nishbeis. And the reason why we believe the second pair of eidim, uchad amr of achar bar Rav Menumi be'ed azama hachanami be'ed azama, that just like we have a din of Rav Achar bar Menumi b'negeya, a different din that he says we're talking about a case with the eid azama. Over here also we're talking about a case where the second pair of eidim did not say that we know that Yane and Melech's mother was not nishbeis, but they actually said that he money will yisem, and therefore it's impossible that the first two eidim actually testified regarding Yane's mother. And therefore, as we know, b'negeya eid azama, there's a chiddush haTorah that we believe the second pair and we don't believe the first pair. That's why the Chum eventually figured out that Yane is actually kosher and was not a chol, but ain a chenami. If there would only have been an eid echad, we would not have believed in eid echad. V'ibayis eman, the Gemara brings another teretz according to Rava, kid Rabbi Yitzchak, to Rabbi Yitzchak, shifcha chnisa tachtea, that the case was that although there were two eidim that said that we know for certain that Yane and Melech's mother was captured, however, there were another two eidim that were not machish the original two eidim, and they also said that she was captured, but these eidim continued that testimony, and they said, we know what happened at the end of the story, and what happened was that Yane and Melech's mother was not nisyachi with the captors prior to someone going and making a prisoner exchange and exchanging her for Shifcha, and the captors did not notice, and therefore people thought that she was actually captured, but she really wasn't captured at all, and she was never nisyachi with these captors, and that's why we believe the second pair of Edim, as they are not really being machish the first set of Edim, and they're only telling us the rest of the story. Before we continue, let's point out that Rashi states, Hakan Lein Betzit Shabin Necha, and Rashi is bothered that when Maisa the Gemara tells us that he only became an apikurus at the end of the story, and therefore how is it possible that Yane HaMelech would actually wear the tzitz if it wasn't b'shas avoda? And Rashi says, "Va'afagav l'shas avoda k'nami perak beis big dekuna l'nesbanan." It is mutter to have enough from big dekuna even shloim b'shas avoda. And as the Gemara stated, "Le'nit n'tayr l'malachi asharis." This is actually asked on Rashi from that Gemara itself because it's mashma over there that the moment that you're able to take off the big dekuna, certainly there's a responsibility and chiyah for you to do so. And therefore, Taisa says, "M'farash be'yom tam the dafka tzitz that the dafka b'negayet tzitz that you can wear shloim b'shas avoda mishum nechsib by because it says in the Torah." Also, it's possible that the reason why the Gemara used the lashon of a tzitzera a day Eliyazar ben Peruya is because the lashon of a tzitz is similar to the lashon of a tzitz. And also, as we explained from Rashi, that although we have a situation of trey or trey, since Yane HaMelech's mother was not around and she wasn't coming in front of us for din, therefore we don't look at her chesed kashrus and we look at Yane, and Yane was born bipsol and he didn't have a chesed kashrus. And Taisus is at the bottom of the Amid in Taima, become welcome to Hedley Chazaka de Ime, Shahisu Becheses Kashers, Darmin and Parakamanic Subas, Ludivia Machsheba, Machshebita. Taisus explains that the reason in that Gemara we will make is because we were talking about Truma de Rabbanon, and we say the din of Trey Trey, Lakula by a din of Rabbanon, over Hala Yachmiru, Al Biyuchsin the Iki Sud Raisa, but over here we're talking about Yichos, which is Issa de Raisa, Hechmiru, then we were Machmer, Vasur Himid Rabbanon, and therefore even though there was a Cheses Kashers, still would ask her at least on a Rabbanic level, Ayin Shum. We continue on Daf Samach Vav and Beis, and the Gemara will now discuss the Shita of Rava, who holds that when you have an Eid Echad, even if there's no one that's being Machash to Eid Echad, we do not believe the Eid Echad, B'negeya Dava Eva, as we say that in Dava Shabeva Pach Mishtaim, and Amr Rava, and Rava states, B'nam Minullah, where do I know this from, and what is my Raya? And Rava explains the Tlan, as we learned in the Braisa, and this is the Tosefta in Mikvais. Once again, we will have a long Memra, and then we will bring the Raya. As Amr Rav Shimon stated, Maisab and Magur Shaldiskim B'Yavna, there was a story with a pool of water that was in Yavna, and it was a chazaka that was a kosher mikvah and it was 40 sa, and then they measured it, and they found that it was less than 40 sa, and they weren't sure when it became pasul. And the Braisa brings machlekes between Rab Tafan and Rab Kiva as to the status of any tyrus that was placed in that mikvah prior to that point. And the Braisa states, "Kol tyrus shenasal gabah yutafan mitar Rab Kiva mitame." And on Rab Tafan said to Rab Kiva, "Mikvah zeh b'chesed shalom u'aymed. This mikvah had a chazaka that was kosher. Misafik atabol chasroi. Now that he found out that it was chosin, it's pasul. Al tachshirin misafik. You can't say that it's pasul l'mafreya misafik, as we have a chazaka that was kosher, and therefore we're going to be ukiyah chaskase." And Rabbi Kiva, stated, "Adam zeh b'chesed tamei u'aymed. Maisa, any person that went into this mikvah had a chazaka that they were tamei, and misafik atabol tayri al tachshirin misafik. And you want to go and say that the tar misafik? Here we have to follow the chesed tamei of this person, and therefore the person should be tamei." And on Rabbi Tafan stated, "Mashal lo'imed u'makvel gabim mizbeach." I'll bring a mashal. This is similar to someone that was standing and being makvel on a mizbeach. V'noydishu ben grusha ben chlutza. And then we found out that he was ben grusha or ben chlutza. Although we know that in regard to all other dinim, a ben grusha and ben chlutza is not considered a kohen and doesn't have the status of a kohen at all. However, shavidasik shira, any avoid that he did until that point is certainly kasha. Therefore, the same should apply to the smikvah, that anyone that used the smikvah will be tar, at least b'diavel. So I'm Rabbi Kiva, mashal lo'imed u'makvel gabim mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva says that I'll bring you a mashal, which is exactly the opposite, and it's a mashal to a person that was standing on his back, and we find out that he's balmum, and certainly his avodah is pasul, even with the eved. And therefore, anyone that went into the mikvah from the last time that we measured the mikvah until this point that we remeasured it, and we found out that this mikvah was chaser and therefore pasul, should be tamei. And Amr Tafin, so Rabbi Tafin responded back to Rabbi Kiva, "Atid misul balmum, vadina misul leben gusha ben chlutza." That certainly you have a mashal and you were comparing to balmum, but I'm comparing to ben gusha ben chlutza. Nearly midaima, let's see what this case is more comparable to. Idaima le ben gusha ben chlutza, nidaina ke ben gusha ben chlutza. If it's comparable to ben gusha ben chlutza, we should compare it to it. Idaima le balmum, nidaina ke balmum. And if it's similar to balmum, then we should judge it like a balmum, and it should be tamei. And his Rabbi Kiva lodun, and therefore Rabbi Kiva explained, mikvah psul biyachid, ubalmum psul biyachid. If an eid echad comes and tells us that a mikvah is possible, then certainly we believe the eid echad, because we're talking about a surin. And as Rashi points out, eid echad nem be surin. And similarly, if an eid echad comes and tells us that a person is a balmum, that we believe the eid echad, therefore it makes sense to compare the case of a mikvah to the case of balmum. Val yichiach ben gusha ben chlutza yishep psul bishnayim. And you can't bring merayif in the case of ben gusha ben chlutza, because the only time that a ben gusha ben chlutza is pasul is only when you have two eidim. Since this testimony is regarding yichus, therefore we have a klal that in dav shebe ever paks bishnayim and dav acha. Another pshat is mikvah psul begufay, balmum psul begufay. Psul that is in the mikvah is in the mikvah itself, and the psul of a balmum is in the person himself. And Rabbi Kiva explains, val yichiach ben gusha ben chlutza, and you can't bring a raya to a mikvah from the case of ben gusha ben chlutza, because the psul of ben gusha ben chlutza is an external psul, and it's based on the person's mother. And finally, the Braisa tells us, "Amalei Rab Tafan." So Rab Tafan said to Rab Akiva, "Akiva kla perish mimcha ke perish min chayim. If anyone separates themselves from you, it's as if they're separating themselves from life itself, as your svara is so good, and you're able to prove to me that you're correct." And Rav now continues with his raya that Rab Akiva stated that balmum is psul biyachid, and therefore Rav asked, "Hai balmum she psul biyachid hechi dami? What is the scenario where Balmum will become possible through an Eid Echad? Either Kamachish Le Mim Hemen. If the Kohen is actually Machish to say Eid Echad, then why would the Eid Echad be Neman? El the Shasek, it must be that the Kohen was quiet, and in the case of a Balmum, the Eid Echad would be Neman. However, Kavosek Abi Ben Gusha Ben Chlutza the Shasek, and it must be that when Rabbi Kiva stated Val Yechir Ben Gusha Ben Chlutza Shepsul Bishnayim, an Eid Echad would not work, it must be talking about a similar scenario where an Eid Echad said that the Kohen is Ben Gusha Ben Chlutza, and then the Kohen was Shasek, Victani Mitvu Psul Biyach. And therefore, we see even if the person is not machish to aid, we still require two aidim, and one aid would not suffice. And the Gemara continues that L'chiria, Rava just brought a good raya to Shita, that if an Eid Echad testifies regarding a Dovah Sheba Erva, even if the person is Shosak, that the Eid Echad is not believed. And the Gemara now explains, however, Abaye will respond to Rava, really, we're talking about a case where it was only an Eid Echad, and actually, the Kohen was Machish Eid Echad, and he said, "I'm not a Ben Gusha Ben Chlutza," and that's why we said that you require two Eidim by the case of Ben Gusha Ben Chlutza in order to testify that he's actually a Ben Gusha Ben Chlutza. And Abaye continues and points out that even though you had a major question that if we're talking about a scenario where there was only an Eid Echad and the Kohen was Machish Eid Echad, the Gemara therefore asks that why should it be that B'negeya Balmum that you actually be Neman when it's an Eid Echad if L'chira the Kohen is Machish Eid Echad and the Eid Echad should have an Amonis? And therefore Abaye explains that the this that you asked, why is it that the Eid Echad will be Neman? And Abaye explains the Amalei Shalach Achvi, that if it's true that you're not a Balmum, so then get it undressed and let us see if you're a Balmum or not. And therefore, by the fact that this kohen does not want to get undressed and prove his case, therefore proves that he actually is a Baal Mum, and we believe they echod against the kohen's hachosho. However, certainly b'degeya ben gush ben chalutza, you can't prove that. Therefore, just by using an echod and the kohen is makash that echod, certainly the echod would not have been modest. That's why Rabbi Akiva stated about yichir ben gush ben chalutza shepsul b'shtayim, and we not passel ben gush ben chalutza through the edus of one aid when the kohen is being makash that aid. And the Gemara now proves this point behind the tani, and that's why in the Brisa we stated mikvah psul begufay ubal mum psul begufay, that a mikvah and a baal mum has a psul begufay, and therefore you could actually bring a raya to the status as the baal mum could get undressed and show us the mum, and a mikvah can be measured by yichir ben gush ben chalutza shepsul mechirim, as this is a response as to what the difference is between a ben gush ben chalutza and a baal mum and a mikvah regarding edus. And the Gemara continues and goes back to Reb Tarfon's mashal, where Reb Tarfon brought a mashal to a person that was standing on a mizbeach, and then he found out he's ben gush ben chalutza shavaydasik shira, that any avodah he did prior to finding out he's ben gush ben chalutza would be kosher b'diavad. And the Gemara asks, ben gush ben chalutza avodasik shira minolan, now what is the makar that we see that ben gush ben chalutza that does avodah prior to finding out he's ben gush ben chalutza that would be kosher b'diavad? And Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, the Amr Kras, the pasuk in Pashas Pinchas states, v'hisaloy ulzari achrav, and as Tezis points out, the lashon zari is extra, and therefore we learn out ben zera kosher, ben zera pasul, doesn't make a difference if this kohen is kosher or if he's a cholol. Then is that if he did avodah and he didn't know that he was a cholol, then the avodah is kosher b'diavad. And Rashi points out, l'chatchil le'kama, the mechul chayi rechmana, sh'nischal mekudushas kohen, that l'maisa terech calls him a cholol, and he's considered profane, and he's considered like chulin, b'degeya kudushas kuna, and therefore certainly once he knows he's ben gusha mekudusha, certainly his avodah would be pasul, even b'diavad. This is according to Shita Rashi that holds that once a person knows he's ben gusha mekudusha, his avodah will be pasul, even b'diavad. However, the Rambam actually learns that even after a person knows that he's ben gusha mekudusha, b'diavad, any avodah he does would be kosher. Gemara continues with another makar of Avodah Shmuel Ama Mehacha from the pasuk of Vezesa Bracha that speaks about Shevi Levi, and the pasuk says Baruch Hashem Chelai Ufal Yadav Tirtza Afilu Chulin Shebrei Tirtza, that even those that are chulin and are chalolim, if they did avodah, then the avodah would be kosher b'diavad. And Rashi states chalolin Shebrei chalolin Shebeshevet Levi the krab Shevet Levi ksiv. However, Rashi in Maseches Pesachim actually says that this pasuk is talking about kohanim themselves, as the Torah states Yisimu Kuteris Ba'Pecha and V'samuchlei Baruch Hashem Chelai Chalolim Shebrei. And of course, the lashon of Poel Yadav means the action of the hands, referring to avodah. Gemara continues with the third makar. Rabbi Yani Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Yani says this is from a pasuk in Pasuk Kisavai, and the pasuk says Uvasa Al Koyin Ashiyir Bayam Mehem. And some argues that the makar is from the pasuk in Pasuk Shoftim that states Uvasa Al Koyin Malavim Vela Shevet Ashiyir Bayam Mehem. And Rabbi Yani continues and says V'chisal Adaitach Shadam Hoilich Itz Koyin Shloyer Bayamav. Would a person think that he could go to a koyin that's not living during his lifetime? El Zekoshev Neschal is referring to a person that went to a koyin and the koyin was makriv a korban for him. At that point, you did not know that he was ben gush ben chalutza. That even though at the only point you find out that he was cholol, since bayom mahim he was not a cholol, therefore b'di'evet the avodah was kosher. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Akiva brought a mashal of a baal mum that avodas psula. The Gemara is baal mum that avodas psula menalan. What is the makor that if a koyin did avodah and he did not know at that time that he was baal mum, that even b'di'evet the avodah would be pasul? And Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, the Amar Kras, the pasuk says in Pashas Pinchas lechein amar hinu neishlein es b'risi shalim kshu shalim v'leik shu kasa, that the only time that avodah is kosher is when he's shalim and not when he's chasa and not when he's baal mum. And the Gemara is v'shalim ksiv, pasuk doesn't use the term of shalim, it uses the term of shalim. And the Gemara answers Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman explains vav the shalim kati, that the vav that is written in the word shalim at that point of the Torah is actually a broken vav, and it's not a small vav, but it's actually a broken vav. And since the vav itself is broken in half and is airspace in the middle of the letter, we look at it as if it doesn't say the letter at all, and we can dash in it as if it says shalim, and therefore we learn kishu shalim v'loy kishu chasar. And a few quick points. First of all, although we explained that the lashon katia means that the vav is broken, some learn that the vav is actually written as a yud and not as a vav that's broken. Also, in Taisa Dil Masal Shalach Va'achvi, Taisa points out that since we see that even though the kohen is machish de'ed echad, but since we could actually prove it by the kohen getting undressed and showing us that he's not a baal mum, therefore we would believe the echad. And in any scenario where you could be mevara, even if it's not the person himself who's machish eid echad, but even if it's another eid echad that's come and is machish the first aid, we would still believe the first aid as something that's efshel levara. And Taisa at the top of the Amid is that lechari, how could Rab Tarfon bring a mashal for a person that was being makven on gavim zbech and you find out he's ben gush ben chalutza? But vim taima my mashal is there. How he mashal finu neidish apostle haya b'shas avoda afilu hachi avodas hakshira. In that case, we said that even if we find out that at the time time that he was doing the avodah, he was ben gushim and chutzah. But the avodah avodah is kshira. Therefore, how can you compare this to the case of a mikvah? Because b'degei a mikvah, if we would actually find out that this mikvah was actually chasa at a specific point, then certainly anyone that went to the mikvah from that point forward would certainly be considered tamei, and we would not say that b'di'evad they're considered tar. And l'chira, how can you compare the mashal and the nimshal in ayin and tesis as well as other rishonim? And we will stop over here.